Dave Nelson from Tomahawk Trailers on the line with me now. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Jeff. Morning, everybody.
And Happy New Year to you. How's everything at Tomahawk Trailer today?
Good. We dig out of the snow when the snow comes, and people are still coming in getting trailers, and new trailers are coming in, so we're setting up trailers. It's been kind of busy around here.
Yeah, just watch your step out there if you're going to be looking outside here today. Dave, we talk a lot about things that they do that you guys do at Tomahawk Trailer Sales, not the least of which, and of course, like the name says, you sell a lot of trailers and not just any one single kind of trailer. If you can pull it behind a vehicle, you don't sell semi-tractor trailers, but just about everything else you can find it at Tomahawk Trailer Service, correct?
Yes.
Well, that was nice and short and sweet answer.
Yes, sir.
And as far as servicing those trailers, maybe we can talk a little bit more about trailer service. What are some of the things that people come into the store for to have their trailer serviced, Dave? What do you offer, and what are people looking for?
This time of year, obviously, we see, especially when there's snow on the ground, we see service on snowmobile trailers. So we had a couple of things that came up in the last couple of days. One guy had lost a wheel. Lug nuts had come loose, and he did some damage to the studs on his one wheel, and ready to replace a hub if necessary or whatever we needed to do. So he dropped it off Sunday night, and we got it in yesterday morning, and turns out we were able to save the hub. We can replace studs in the hub rather than replacing the whole hub, so that saves the customer money. But at the same time, when we pull the hub to check that, we take a look at the grease and see what kind of condition things are there, and because a lot of that gets neglected.
Yeah.
So in this particular case, Ben called the customer back and said, you know, we were able to save the hub, but you should have your bearings all repacked. And the guy said, go ahead, get that done. He's real happy. He's going to be picking it up. So we've got a pretty quick turnaround on a lot of these things as long as we've got the parts in stock or available. You know, give us a call. We'll get people in here and try and get them back on the road in a timely manner. So
Dave,
a lot with snowmobile trailers, like I said, this time of year, utility trailers, and anything else that people might be pulling.
Dave, let's face it, I haven't had much snow up here. I haven't been a lot of snowmobiling the last couple of years. So if guys haven't trailered their machine anywhere in several years and they didn't check the bearings, that might be a recipe for disaster. It might be stuck somewhere between here and there where you're trying to go sledding. So if you haven't greased your bearings lately, how long, and you don't have the bearing buddies on, I know it's a different story. If you have bearing buddies, you can usually go a little bit longer. But if you don't have the bearing buddies on, how often should you be checking those bearings to make sure they're properly greased up?
I would say at least, if you're not pulling it much, at least every couple seasons. If you're pulling it long hauls, there are people that haul their snowmobiles out west. There's people that haul their snowmobiles up to the UP on a somewhat regular basis if we don't have the snow around here. If you're putting more miles on them, then it's a good idea to have it checked at least that often and maybe even annually.
And if you got bearing buddies on there, explain how that helps folks with trailers.
Well, people think it helps a lot because you can put a grease gun on the Zerk. It's called a Zerk, where the grease goes in.
Yep.
And you think you're getting the grease in where it needs to go. But a lot of times it doesn't get all the way in on the back bearing and press out some of the bad grease or if you've got any moisture in there. So the bearing buddies don't help you much from that standpoint.
Okay.
So it's still a good idea to pull the caps, pull the hub, and take a look at the condition of those bearings from time to time.
Yeah, could
obviously
save you a lot of...
You lose a wheel on a trip. This particular customer got lucky, but you could have a wreck. You could have other damage to your trailer. There's any number of things that can happen. So it's a good insurance measure to just have that work done.
Yeah, I was on my way smallmouth fishing once, and I didn't check my bearings, and my boat came detached from my vehicle at the time because one of the wheels locked up, and there I sat in the middle of the Nicolet National Forest. The bass were jumping in the boat, and I was stranded. So, yeah, that's something you don't want to learn that lesson the hard way.
Well, and we've had people that come in with an ATV trailer, you know, their ATV's out in the woods, their trailer's down. They get a ride back to town, or maybe they come in with the ATV, and then they got to go back out and pick the trailer up. So checking those things and making sure everything's from a safety standpoint in good operating order is just a great thing to do. Also with trailers, we get a fair amount of trailers in where there's issues with the lighting on the larger trailers or anything that's got trailer brakes. You can have issues with the brakes. You can have issues with a tongue jack. You can have issues on the ramp doors with the cables and the spring that are there to help close the door, lift the door up. And we stock a lot of those parts here and are able to do a lot of those service things on a relatively quick basis.
And Dave, we've talked about the fact you guys install trailer hitches for people that don't have one on their vehicle, but I don't think we've ever talked about trailer brakes and when we need trailer brakes and what purposes that trailer brakes do. So let's talk a little bit about trailer brakes. You guys put those in too, but how do you know if you need them or not?
We don't install the trailer brakes, but we install brake controllers in vehicles.
Okay.
So customers, a lot of times, and we had a Ford truck in here, it was a 24 or 25 truck. You would think that it would have had a brake controller in it, but it didn't. So even though you've got the 7-pin connection in the back, your electrical connection, and it looks like you got the power to brakes, unless you have a brake controller in your vehicle, either from the factory or we can install aftermarket ones, you can't activate the brakes on the trailer because they're electric. So we do installations of the brake controllers. We do installations of wiring harnesses for people that are getting a trailer hitch on a smaller vehicle and they don't have the wiring there for the trailer lights. And that's all part of that. So, yeah, things a lot of times people wouldn't normally think of that we can help with.
Absolutely. I'm glad we got to talk a little bit about it here today. Dave Nelson from Tomahawk Trailer Sales on with us this morning. Utility trailers. Now, that means it's a trailer that's going to do a lot of different things. Let's specifically talk about utility trailers and what you offer over there, Dave.
We've got a couple of lines. Our primary line of utility trailers are called Sport Haven. It's a great line for us. They're made in Ohio, and they make a wide range of trailers. We've got trailers in stock here from about 5x8 to 7x16 and 7x18. The longest that those, or the widest that those utility trailers will be, are going to be 7 feet because of the axles that are used. They can't go any wider than that. But a 7-footer is what's used for a lot of times when people are loading a UTV. Maybe they don't need one as wide if they're doing an ATV. And then depending on what they'd be looking to do snowmobile-wise, you know, for sure you're going to want that wider trailer. But they make their standard trailer is an aluminum trailer with a wood deck, with a pressure-treated wood deck. And then they make all aluminum versions, or deluxe versions. And those have got an aluminum deck, so they're lighter weight. They're not going to rust. Which means with it being aluminum and lighter than the wood, you can actually haul a little bit more weight on the same trailer than you would if it had a wood deck. And then when you get the all aluminum, besides the aluminum deck, you also get aluminum wheels, and they look really sharp. So that dresses them up. For some people, that's really important. For the next guy, you know, it doesn't make any difference. But we have a wide variety in stock. We just got another truckload in. They come in 12 on a semi. And the guys are in the process of setting those up now, so we filled a few holes where we had sizes that we were out of. You can get a couple other options with those. You can get a bifold gate in the back instead of the one-piece gate or ramp. And what that does for you is you don't have that blind spot behind you from the gate being all the way up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're going on a longer trip, you don't necessarily have to deal with the wind resistance that you'd have with a one-piece gate. So you can get one-piece or two-piece. They call it a bifold and the two-piece. You can also get ATV ramps. They call it a lateral ramp. It's on the side of the front. So on the longer trailer, you can run an ATV up from the side in the front and run something else up the back, and it makes it more flexible, you know, as far as what you can do with the trailer.
You know, sometimes, Dave, you don't. Some people might think, "Well, what do I need a trailer for?" It's one of those things, Dave, that you know, when you need it, you probably don't have it. If you have to ask that question, like simply put, what do you haul things? Are you hauling the riding mower to the shop twice a year to get it checked out? Are you? What about your snowblower? If your snowblower goes out, how are you getting that to the shop to get it fixed? That's where these utility trailers come in, and I have that situation right now, Dave, and so I want to ask you the question. When it comes to a utility trailer, where do your prices start at Tomahawk Trailer Sales?
New trailers are going to start in the low twos, right just about $2,000, and they go up from there.
Okay.
The $2,000 one is going to be a steel frame. We've got steel frame trailers from Big Tex and Nova's from Minnesota. Wide range of trailer there. So if people are looking for a little bit lower price point, steel is available compared to aluminum. Again, the aluminum trailer, not only the trailer frame, but if you go aluminum deck, they're going to be lighter weight. So you can haul more on them than you can on the steel trailer.
Okay.
But if you're looking at just a durable, solid trailer, steel trailer, we've got those as well.
You know, another thing, now that I think about it, Dave, we've talked a lot about the heavy equipment trailers that you have. If you have some real heavy equipment to go from job site to job site, you can cover that for folks. But I don't think we've ever talked about livestock trailers, Dave, and I know there's a wide variety of those out there. Boy, some of these are like palaces. Some are just simple transportation. Let's talk a little bit about livestock trailers and what you offer.
We try and keep a couple in stock. So we've got a livestock trailer that people can use for cattle or for pigs or whatever it might be. You can also get them with a higher roof if you've got horses. You can get actually ones that are designed for horses that have got angled dividers in them. So the horses, when you're loading them, it's just easier and more safe for the horse to be hauled there. We deal with a company out of Iowa called S&S Trailers, and they've been a really solid solid company for us. And then also Hillsboro makes high-end aluminum trailers. We just had one of those that went up to Ironwood this morning. I believe the customer there is going to be hauling bison in it. So those you get into, they're all aluminum trailer. You can really get them decked out. You can spend a lot of money on them. But for people that need them, they hold up a lot better, you know, in this climate than what the steel trailers are going to.
Something to keep in mind there, too. You sell truck beds from CM and Hillsboro. You sell Lear and ARE truck caps, toppers and tonneau covers, B&W hitches. And if it's for a trailer, chances are it's right there at Tomahawk Trailer Sales, accessory-wise, too, right?
We do have a lot of things and a lot of parts. So it's not uncommon for us to get a call from someone that's got a broken spring, and they can send us pictures of what the spring is to give us an idea, or they can give us measurements. But they'll bring the old spring in. A lot of times we've got them in stock to match them up. Hubs for trailers, brake assemblies for the bigger trailers. A lot of stuff is in stock here and ready to go. And some of the customers install their own. Obviously, others are looking for us to do the service. And so we've got four full bays in our shop. It's great. It's a great shop setup. And it works out really, really well, especially this time of year, to have that space to be working on all that stuff inside.
You got about 40 seconds here, Dave. You're closing out grill pellets and rubs too yet, right?
Yep, you got a pretty good selection. I think you probably got about 80 bottles of rubs, some great deals on them. And then we've got pellets both from Smokin' Brothers and from Barbecuers Delight yet. Special pricing on them. Come and get them. I've cooked with all of this stuff, and it's awesome.
I'm going to have to stop by on my way home. I'm out of pellets at home, Dave, so it's always good talking to you. And what are the regular hours at Tomahawk Trailer Sales here in 2026?
So it's 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or by appointment. So if someone can't make it in during regular business hours and either Don or I can be around, we'll meet them. Same thing on a weekend. Anything we can do to try and help the customer out.
Outstanding, and located on Highway S as you're heading out of town to the south, right?
Yep. If you're coming from the south, we're 4 miles north of 51. And if you're coming from the north, we're 1 mile on S, which is Southgate Drive. On the right-hand side, coming from the south, and on the left-hand side, on the right-hand side, coming from the north, and on the left-hand side, coming from the south.
Easy to find. All the trailers are right out there at Tomahawk Trailer Sales here in Tomahawk. Dave, have a good day and a very good 2026. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, everybody.